Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Palimara surrenders his life, text number 25. Yada kadachish jivatma samsaran nija karmabhi nana yonish va nishoyam Parushim gatim avrajat yada when kadachit sometimes jiva atma the living entity samsaran rotating in the cycle of birth and death nidha karma bhi because of his own fruitive activities. Nana yonishu, in different species of life. Anishaha, not independent. Completely under the control of material nature. I am this living entity. Parushim gatim, the situation of being human. Avarajat wants to obtain. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Well, rotating in the cycle of birth and death, again and again in different species, because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity by good fortune may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. Thus, it is not always a fact that living beings' loss of all opulence is a sign of the Supreme Lord's mercy upon him. The Lord can act any way he likes. He may take away one's opulence or he may not. There are varieties of forms of life, and the Lord treats them according to the circumstances as he chooses. Generally, it's to be understood that the human form of life is one of great responsibility. Purusha prakritisto hi bhunkte prakriti jangunan karna guna sangosya sat asat yoni janmasu. The living entity of material nature follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature, thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. The Bhagavad Gita 13:22. Thus, after rotating through many, many forms of life in the cycle of birth and death, the living being gets a chance for a human form. Therefore, every human being, especially one belonging to a civilized nation or culture, must be extremely responsible in his activities. He should not risk degradation in the next life, because the body will change. Daha dahandara praptir. We should be extremely careful to see the proper use of life is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. The foolish living entity declares himself freedom, declares freedom from all control, but factually he is not free. He is fully under the control of material nature. He must therefore be careful and responsible in the activities of his life. Text again. While rotating the cycle of birth and death again and again in different species, because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity by good fortune may happen to become a human being, this human birth is very rarely obtained. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Samaham sarabhuteshu namaidveshtosti na priyaha yeva janti tumam bhakta maite teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to everyone. But whoever takes shelter in me is a friend, and I'm a friend to him. In other words, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says there are two classes of people. Dvau imau purusho loke. dvau imo purusho loke, daivam asrim evacha, daivam vishvarasak prota, asrim chaiva me shrinu. I've already explained to you, I've told you that there are two kinds of living entities, the divine and the demoniac. And then Krishna will explain in the 16th chapter the qualities of the demons. Of course, this word demons, people don't like to hear the demon. If we say asura, people don't think it's so bad. He's not a demon, he's an asura. He's not a demigod, he's an asura. He's not asura. So this is very important to understand what is a demon and what is a demigod. What is a demon? What is an asura? And what is a asura, a devotee of Krishna? So it's not that, as we know, demons don't have tails and horns usually, as they're usually depicted. That demon means ultimately one who doesn't follow the scripture. And devotee means one who follows the scripture. Of course, if we don't know what the scripture says, then how can we follow it? Therefore, Prabhupada wanted so many books to be distributed to give people an understanding, an opportunity to hear what the scripture has to say. For instance, that we're eternal. We're not this body. So if we don't live according to the philosophy of being a spiritual being and whatever that entails, then we must be in the bodily concept of life. And we live according to that bodily concept of life, then we're asura. Of course, asuras unconsciously may follow something of the scripture. Like the scripture says, thou shalt not kill. So the asuras may not kill their mother and father, although sometimes they do that. They don't completely violate the laws of nature because there's some current of God consciousness still within society. So it's not a completely animalistic society like you find in the jungle. Prabhupada used to talk about the grandfather feasts. You know what the grandfather feasts are? Do you know, Mataji, what the grandfather feast is? You never had a grandfather feast? What's that? Grandfather? Abuelo. Oh, that's in Spanish. What is it? Dudeshka. Dudeshka. Babushka and Dudeshka. In Russian. You've never had a grandfather feast? Do you know what a grandfather feast is? No. Do you know what a grandfather feast is? Do you know, someone asked me what a grandfather feast is? Yeah, in Africa, they probably said there's some tribes, when the grandfather gets very old, they take him to the roof of the house and they roll him off the roof. And if he survives, then they take him up to the roof, show him where they rolled him off, and then they keep on rolling him off till finally he dies. And what's the most important part of the grandfather they eat? Ananta, what part do they especially want to eat of the grandfather? What's that? Yes, they eat the brain because the grandfather is very wise, so they want to get in order to get his wisdom, they eat his brains. Now, this sounds rather barbaric, and it is barbaric, but because they're barbarians, you can expect them to do barbaric things. But they don't get the same amount of sinful reactions as in a civilized society where people, well, they do even more abominable activities. There is no limit to the abominable activities they perform in so-called civilized societies, especially from killing and other kinds of things. Barbarians don't take so many intoxications. They don't kill their own children. They don't do so many things that in so-called take weapons and mass destroy not only their grandfather, but thousands of people at one time. And therefore the reactions they have to suffer for such activities is even more. And what's the greatest reaction? Neha vikramanashosti pradyavayo navidyate swapam apya sadharmasya trayate mahatobaya. The positive thing in devotional service that in this path there's no loss of diminution, and even the most smallest service can protect one from the greatest danger. And what's the greatest danger? Mukunda Madhava. Yes, going back into the animal species. And who goes back to the animals? People are like animals. Tanaham dvishita kuran samsareshi naradamam shipramayadrasram ashubam asvishveva yonishu. Those who are envious. Know anyone who's ever been envious? What about mischievous? What does mischievous mean? What is that word mischievous? Bhakti Marka, what does mischievous mean? What kind of thing shouldn't be done? Well, we know there's at least four things that we shouldn't be doing. Whimsical, then Krishna uses another word, which we'll come to, is whimsical. Just act according to the whim, lust, anger, and greed, whatever comes to my mind. So, tanaham dvishita kuran, cruel. Tanaham dvishita kuran. Samsareshu naradamam, those who are envious and mischievous, the lowest among men, I put continuously cast into the lower species of life. Asram yonam apanam muda janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kuntiya tato yantyadamam gitim. And asram yonam, taking repeated birth in demoniac species, they gradually sink down to the most abominable type of existence. Imagine living in a very opulent house, you have millions and millions of billions of dollars. You have a house that's cost $50 million or 50 million euros for a few years, then you die and become a cockroach in the same house. What was the value of having such a house if it's going to make you into a cockroach your next lifetime? Anyone want to become a cockroach? Even you could become the emperor cockroach. Would you want to do it? You can roll over millions of cockroaches. But that's the destination of the asuras. And what is an asura? Trividan arakasyedam dwaram nashitam atmanaha. Kama, krodha, tatalobas, tasman, etam, trayam, chajet. There are three gates leading to this hell. Maybe you know some people who are going through the gates. Lust, anger, and greed. Anyone know anyone who's engaged in lust or anger or greed? And what is lust, anger, and greed? It doesn't stop there. Although they're bad enough. Next thing is delusion. Know anyone in delusion? They think they're the body. Know anyone who thinks they're their body? And who can't remember anything good that they've ever learned. They've forgotten it all. They've become so degraded. And they've lost their spiritual intelligence. If you try to explain to them that they're not their body. Prabhupada said, you'll try to explain for 500 years to someone, they're not their body, they can't understand. Because basically they're on the level of the animal. Just like I was distributing books one time in Chicago Airport, and another devotee who I was distributing with met Colonel Sanders. You know who Colonel Sanders is? Ananta? You ever hear of Colonel Sanders? They don't have it, but they have that in Romania, Colonel Sanders. Colonel Kentucky Fried Chicken. They don't have that here? Huh. Okay, well, Colonel Fried Chicken. It's pervasive in most parts of the world. Even go to India, Colonel Sanders is there. His name was Colonel Sanders. He started the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they've gotten up to, like, you know, last time I looked, I haven't been there seen the sign for a while, but it was like 5 billion chickens served. So you can imagine what kind of karma you're going to have if you're responsible for killing 5 billion chickens. Don't expect a uniform of life for a long time. Get used to having feathers. So he met this Colonel Fried Chicken. He was in a wheelchair. And he looked exactly like a chicken. In other words, Krishna was so kind that he has to go through 5 billion births as a chicken. So Krishna started him out, even now, one less birth as a chicken. And when the devotee tried to sell him a book, Colonel Sanders couldn't even speak properly. He crackled like a chicken. Click, click, click. So, it is not by accident he became a chicken, because of the sinful activities of killing chicken in this life and the next lifetimes, for many, many lifetimes, he's going to be killed and fried. Who knows? I think by now he's already left his body, and probably maybe someone in Romania is eating him. So these, from their loss of intelligence, people can't understand they're not their body. They become like animals. Not everyone. There's still some who have some intelligence left. So that gradually, by studying these scriptures, they can regain their memory. Ever notice that our memory is not so good anymore? In Kali Yuga. That's why people, they get the book, they open it up, they read it, and they close the book, and they say, which book did I just read? Where am I? Who am I? What's your name? Ooh, that's a tough question. Could you make it easier? I can't remember. Give me a hint. Like one man was talking to his friend, describing this wonderful restaurant he went to. And he said, well, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Give me a hint. Because his wife was cooking with the other man's wife in the kitchen. So he said, give me a hint. And he said, it's like, there's something like, it begins with an R and it's like a flower. I can't remember. He said, Rose. That's right, Rose. What was the name of that restaurant we went to yesterday? So people, we have to use our intelligence, study these books, and then gradually our memory will come back again. Our real memory. Krishna conscious memory. The reason why we don't have a good memory is because we're remembering so many nonsense things. So our real memory has been blocked. And if we regain our memory, as Krishna says at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he asked Arjuna, kachit etat shrutam bharata tvaya ekha grana chetasa kachit agana samoha pranataste dhananjaya. Now, have you listened with mind, with attention? And are illusion and destroyed? Kachit etat shrutam bharata. Kachit etat shrutam bharata. Tvaya ekha grana chetasa kachit agana. Is your ignorance and illusion now destroyed? So that's what we're trying to get rid of. Our ignorance and illusion. And Arjuna said, Nashto moha smitira labdva tat prasada mayachuta stito smi gata sandeha karishe vachanam tava. Yes. Nashto moha. My illusion has been dispelled. Delusion, illusion. And I've regained my memory. Now I remember, more than 5 seconds that I'm not this body. And therefore, I'm prepared to do what you're telling me to do and fight on this battlefield. Therefore, the conclusion is that we have to distribute these books. And we should give people the opportunity to read the books and study them, including ourselves, so we can regain our memory and get out of our delusion and therefore not be so much influenced by lust, anger, and greed. Otherwise, the people are not on the path of getting rid of lust, anger, and greed. They can't, they're not gaining any real intelligence, so their memory, their spiritual memory is revived, and they get free from delusion, and they get free from lust, anger, and greed, then they go down to the hellish species of life. So that's most unfortunate. It takes millions and millions of lifetimes to come to the human form of life. And to miss it out for a couple of fried chickens is not worth it. So that's why we should help them. We go out and chant Hare Krishna, people don't know what we're doing. We probably don't know what we're doing either. But still it's making the atmosphere conducive so that when they do get a book, they might read it. What is this Hare Krishna? Who is this Krishna? Who is this girl with Krishna? Prabhupada said. So we're making the atmosphere conducive so that people can take to Krishna consciousness and be saved from falling down to the lower species of life and make progress, hopefully, in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, towards reviving their relation with Krishna. So Krishna, he's neutral. If one takes the devotional service somehow or another by good fortune, then Krishna will help. And if one doesn't take the Krishna consciousness, one is simply at the mercy of one's previous karma, which is not very good in Kali Yuga. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
What is the difference between understanding the philosophy logically?
You have to talk a little louder and not. Well, logic is a part of philosophy. So if you understand things logically, then you're understanding them philosophically. But philosophically, it's generally logically. But philosophy may go beyond just mere logic. Just like, for instance, we understand that Krishna is full of inconceivable potencies, chintya shakti, which cannot be understood logically, but should be understood philosophically. That God cannot be limited by logic. He's beyond our material logic. But logic is also part of philosophy. Just like we give the logic, your body's changing, but you're not changing, so therefore you're not your body. That's logic. But the fact that the super soul is in everyone's heart and remembers everything, past, present, future, there's no logic for that, but it's part of our philosophy. Could be some logic. There is logic behind it. But immediately we may not understand the logic. How God has inconceivable potencies. Chinti Shakti. Anything else?
From Avadutarai Prabhu. Once Bhaktisiddhanta said to devotees to cook meat for some English guests. How that is bhakti? We never served meat on Sunday feast to new people.
Do you ever do that, Ananta? Well, these were English gentleman coming to speak to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And I guess he wanted to make them feel comfortable. We can't imitate him. Otherwise, we may take a couple of bites ourselves. We don't imitate such acharyas. But I'm not really so sure where that information comes from, exactly what happened. In any case, time, place, and circumstance. But we don't, that's not what Prabhupada gave his instructions for. We're not acharyas. Anything else?
Another one from Bhakti Yoga Tilburg. What is the best way to get rid of anarthas?
Chant Hare Krishna offenselessly.
Sit down and chant, or sit down and analyze what is anartha exactly, what the scripture says about it, etc.
No, both are good. We should know what anartha is, otherwise we maybe think we're doing great devotional service and it's full of anarthas. We may be crying, you know, calling out to Krishna to come and dance before us. But it may not be according to our acharya's instructions. So therefore it's something we're not supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be chanting with some feeling, but not artificially imagining ourselves to be some platform that we're not. Nor should we break the regular principles, which is an anartha. So we should at least know what the regular principles are. Otherwise, how we know if we're breaking them? So such an anartha is we should give up by understanding them properly. All right. Kala Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.